Good morning for WSQL News. I'm Wanda Liu. High winds toppled trees and down power lines and also closed several roads yesterday. Emergency workers responded to down tree reports on Highway 280, Morris Road, and King Road yesterday afternoon. Etowah had a major power outage for several hours, and dozens more Duke Power customers were without power in Transylvania County. The wind should be somewhat calmer today, but there is a chance of winter weather in the weekend forecast. We'll have that forecast for you right after our news. The state of North Carolina has announced the swine flu or H1N1 vaccine is now available to anyone and not just to priority groups. Locally, the H1N1 vaccine is available by appointment at the Transylvania County Health Department. To make an appointment, call 884-3135. That department's also set up a flu hotline for information on the swine flu and any upcoming public clinics. The number to call for the hotline is 862-3319. The man who's accused of setting fire to Midway Bible Baptist Church in November says he did not do it, but he does admit to breaking and entering. Douglas Edward Miller, age 37, a transient from Louisiana, appeared in court on Tuesday in Brevard with his public defender, Paul Welch. District Court Judge David Fox did find probable cause to charge Miller with felony breaking and entering and theft, as well as burning a place of worship. The case now goes to Superior Court. Welch asked for Miller's bond to be reduced from $60,000 to $10,000, but Judge Fox denied that request. Miller is currently being held in the Henderson County Jail. Midway Bible Baptist is on Cathy's Creek Church Road. The fire happened November 13th. No word yet on when Miller will appear at his Superior Court jury trial. High school students are gearing up for presentations for their senior projects. Those presentations count for a large part of their overall English grade. It also includes a paper and the project itself. Judges for the presentation are usually members of the community who volunteer to take part in the process. Presentations at Brevard High School are next Tuesday at 4. Rosman High School seniors will present their senior projects today. Good luck to the class of 2010. And Transylvania Regional Hospital has received two awards for their public relations and fundraising efforts. The Wally and the Golden Tusk were given out annually at the Carolinas Healthcare Public Relations and Marketing Society Fall Conference. They recognize the finest in healthcare advertising, public relations, and fundraising in the Carolinas. This year's event was held in Asheville at the Grove Park Inn on November 19th. For WSQL News, I'm Wanda Liu.